This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're eating too much meat. I hate these stories about meat, because we're meat eaters. It really bothers me when I have to give you guys a story or a medical headline where I'm telling you guys not to eat meat, because we're carnivores people. I know we have a lot of vegetarians out there and vegans, and I get that, and I'm really impressed with you guys. I'm a fan of anybody who could devote their dietary day, you know, to the green. I find it fascinating. I know we seem like we make fun of you a lot, but we really aren't making fun of you. We're just we're jealous. I'm really jealous of the vegan, because I wish I could not eat meat. But I love meat. And you vegans allow, you know, there to be more meat for us. Difference between a vegetarian and a vegan is a vegan doesn't eat any animal product. Whereas a vegetarian, you know, may eat eggs. You know, some of them may even eat fish, you know. So there's, you know, pescatarians will eat fish. There's now all these new names, you know, that are given. And then there's flexitarians that are a little bit more flexible with their eating. I mean, I'm very flexible. I'll eat lying down. I'll eat in my car. I'll eat walking up the stairs. I find myself a very big flexitarian. I'll eat on the toilet. But now, this is coming from England. This is coming from Daily Mail. They say eating 6 rashers of bacon. I guess rashers means rations or portions of bacon every day. 3 sausages or 7 ounces of steak every day could raise your risk of early death. The study found that men who ate more than 200 grams of meat a day were 23% more likely to die in the next 20 years than those who had less than 3.5 ounces. Now, I don't know about you guys, but maybe once a month, I talk my husband into taking me to Outback. And Outback is like my favorite steakhouse. It really is. I just love the prime rib. I don't really like a lot of the... Well, okay, I can eat steak. You know, if you have a ribeye or a T-bone, I'll eat it. But it's not my preferred. I just really love prime rib. I don't know what it is. Oh, my gosh, I'm like hungry. And I really love the cap of it, the cap of the prime rib. One of my friends said that you could go to Costco and just buy the caps. They'll sell like 3 caps. I could just eat that. Now, it's the most fatty, but it's also the most flavorful. And, oh, my gosh, I love it. So I'm like really big on prime rib. And so when they sell the prime rib, I'll like split it with my husband, because sometimes it's like 16 ounces. You know, 16 ounces is like a pound of meat. That's like before they cook it, of course. And then I'll cut it, which means I'm having an 8-ounce steak. But that's like once a month. That's not every day. So the researchers noted that for the participants' main source of protein was red meat. And red meat has been linked to heart disease and bowel cancer. And it has. As much as I want to make fun of this study, I can't. They say for those of you that don't know British, 1 rasher of bacon weighs 1 ounce. So if you eat about 6 ounces of bacon a day, you're in trouble. If you have 2.3 ounces of sausage, a 0.7 ounce slice of ham, let's add some Corby's hash, you could easily get your intake up to 200 grams a day. Now, the findings were done by the Finnish researchers. And they wanted to kind of add more data to this whole growing controversy of red meat. It's carried out by the University of Eastern Finland, and led by Heli Virtanen, who's a registered dietitian. Yeah, sorry, guys. There's some dietitians out there. I just don't mix well with dietitians. I just don't. Probably because I don't know if I've ever been friends with a dietitian. Somebody that devotes their whole life to what we put in our mouth just raises my anxiety. And I'm not, I don't really have anxiety. I don't suffer from anxiety. But if I meet somebody who's a dietitian, I already panic about what I eat. It's like they send a vibe, you know, like a feeling in the force that I'm doing wrong. And as long as they're not in the same zip code as I am, I'm good. But when I know that there's a dietitian around, I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. Because I feel like they could just look at me and know what I eat. Remember there was a study saying that if you eat a whole bunch of McDonald's, you start to stink of McDonald's? So I worry that I may, like, have a smell. So I ate about, maybe this last week, 20 peeps. I had 2 watermelon peeps last night. I had about 8 bunny peeps earlier that day. And then I had, the other day, I had the vanilla, ooh, I had the cupcake tasting peeps. And I just went to town on peeps. I'm so afraid I smell of a peep, like marshmallow. I just, and so if I see a dietitian, the dietitian will know exactly what I ate. And that's like a privacy issue with me. I don't want to have an invasion of privacy. So why is red meat so bad? Well, it's got higher saturated fat than chicken or turkey. That could raise levels of cholesterol, heart disease. And if you have the processed meat, like sausages, bacon, ham, it could increase your risk of cancer in the gut or colon. So they looked at 2,600 men age 42 to 60. They followed them for 22 years. 1,200 of these men, these 2,600 men, died. And those who had high animal protein consumption died sooner. If you ate fish, dairy, and eggs, not as bad. So, listen, just because we're carnivores, all right, it doesn't mean we have to be carnivores every meal. Okay, think about it. In caveman days, were they able to find meat every day? No, they didn't. If they were lucky enough to find a zebra, that might be like a once in a few week thing. And then they would nibble on nuts or something else or whatever, you know, the cave refrigerator had for them. So just because we can eat meat doesn't mean we're designed to eat it a lot. Does that make sense? So, you know, and we also have to kind of realize, and, you know, I don't want to start sounding like a dietitian, but we really got to be careful. And again, I think the dietitians are great people. Okay, it just, I just can't hang out with one because I feel guilty around one, okay? But I think what they do is fantastic, and we need dietitians. But they would say cut the sugar, people. Okay, there's natural sugar out there. You could eat that. But don't be eating the processed foods like the Peeps or the Reese's or the Hershey's or the Krispy Kreme or the bagel or the pumpernickel. Eat more natural. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-8444. 844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, I am so excited because I'm going to be at GCN next week. I'm going to give everybody hugs. I can't wait to see my bros, see my peeps. It's going to be awesome. Really, really exciting stuff because they just, you know, we're family. The GCN is a family. I'm going to get all mushy. Okay, I don't want to get too mushy. One of you who has to be anonymous has just gotten your heart broken and is having a hell of a time getting over it. And did not want me to read the email on air, but did want me to talk about it. How do you get over heartbreak? If you get dumped or you don't get to love somebody you wish you could love, how do you get over it? That's tough, okay? You know, I kind of was of the thinking when I was younger to just not fall in love in the first place. I knew there were some people that I would just never be able to be with, and I just wouldn't even let myself go there. But the reason why I bring that up is, before we get into how to fix it, we need to take the blame. We need to take the responsibility. A lot of us, if we've fallen for somebody, it's because we let it happen and we wanted it to happen. You know, we wanted to go for the sugar. We wanted to take the bite. And so you start a relationship, you're in a relationship, you're dating somebody. And especially for us ladies, we're like, we're going to go all in and we're going to do this right. And we are going to be faithful and we are going to only love this one person. And we are going to dedicate our day around that person. And some of us feel that way. Me, I was a little bit protected because I was always so busy. You know, I mean, I had to, you know, get through school and I had to get A's and I had to support myself and I had to work a bunch of different part-time jobs. And then I had to get into medical school and then I had to go to medical school. And so for me, I couldn't sit there and dedicate my day and, you know, just think about and daydream. Yeah, people I would date, I would sit there and daydream when I'd be working in the lab and, you know, I would stop and daydream. But if I just daydreamed about somebody I was dating or, you know, somebody I was into, I would never have gotten through my studies and into school. And so maybe psychologically I was a little healthier because I could shut it off. Well, that's the key to heartbreak. You being able to shut it off. Now, for those of you that have lost somebody you loved because they died, that's difficult. And I recommend to anybody who has trouble with heartbreak or heartache or a loss to see a counselor. But how many people get over that, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a death in the family, you don't just move on and you don't just distract. You actually have to really dissect your feelings first, okay? So let's talk about with this listener. It's female. She's female. For me, females would be, you know, just go the chocolate, okay? Sit there with my chocolate, you know, rehash what happened, whatever. Okay, for the guys, I'm not sure what it would be, but, you know, for the ladies, it's the chocolate. But when you, let's say you get dumped, or let's say you lost somebody, or you're trying to, you know, you realize you fell for somebody you shouldn't fall for, or whatever. All right, what you need to first do is dissect if it really was love. Okay? Sometimes you fell for somebody, not because you really, really liked them, but because they liked you. And that was exciting. So, you know, maybe you're single and somebody, you know, swiped right on your Tinder. You guys met. You hadn't had a date in a while. This is somebody who you really, really liked. You started dating and it didn't work. All right, you need to stop and go, was I really in love with that person? Was I really in love with her? Was I really in love with him? You know, was it really, really love? And infatuation is not love. And we've talked about the difference between infatuation and love, which we'll talk about another time because we won't have enough time to get through this. So, you know, if you're like, well, no, I really didn't know much about the person. We really didn't have a lot in common. I just loved how they were into me. And since nobody else is going to be into me later in life, that's not true. Actually, you know, falling for somebody because you think they're going to be the only one in your life is probably one of the worst reasons. So one is you need to be really, really honest about, was it really, really love? And then if it really was love, okay, have you been able to fall out of love? Well, the majority of us, the answer was yes. You know, I thought I was in love in my 20s. I was able to get over it. So knowing that you were, because right now, whenever you're in love and you're going through heartbreak, you think about, I am never going to be able to get over this. I am never going to get over her. I am never going to get over him. And then you just kind of think back, well, remember so-and-so, you got over them, and you didn't think you were going to get over them. So you're almost going to have to look a little bit back at your past. You're also going to have to kind of look at other relationships, too. And you'll see that other people who look like they were so in love with each other have been able to find happiness, you know, beyond. Because you're going to need to look ahead. And when you're going through a heartbreak, you can't look ahead. You can't look into the future. You can't imagine your life without that person because you built a storybook. You built a storyline with that person. Well, you need to now put that Mrs. Right, Mr. Right. You need to put another image in there. And it has to be gray face. It can't be a blonde. It can't be a brunette. It can't be Asian, Latino, black, white. You can't have specifics. You have to go back to gray face in your mind, okay? Because we, you know, kind of like to fantasize about some, you know, where we're going to be in life later and who we're going to be with. You can't make it too specific because if Mr. Right or Mrs. Right does come along and they don't fit that image in your brain, you're going to reject them. So one is you got to be honest with your feelings. Number two, though, is you have to not blame yourself. If you didn't cheat on the person, if you brushed your teeth, if you wore deodorant, okay, if you, I mean, you know, if you didn't mistreat them, don't blame yourself for the breakup. Because falling out of love happens. And you want to know what? You would rather have that person fall out of love with you now than 40 years from now. So let it happen now. So then you have to, once you kind of realize the feelings, it's okay to feel bad, it's okay to cry, it's okay. Then what you need to do is start realizing what you have that is good. All right, now you got to start looking at the glasses half full. So, okay, great. You know, at least the relationship ended now. Two, look at it as, okay, wow, somebody could fall for me. Just because there was a breakup, you were able to, you know, you were able to capture somebody's heart. I know this is going to kind of sound bad, but when somebody has a miscarriage, it's really, really hard to, you know, counsel them, and, you know, we do. And nobody ever forgets the baby that they lost. They will find happiness with a new baby. That's not anything you bring up initially. But the one thing we doctors look at is when a man and a female are able to, have a baby, you know, get pregnant. One small silver lining to that is even though they lost the baby, they were still physically able to get pregnant. So that takes away a lot of obstacles of him not having enough sperm, her not ovulating. True, now there's all another obstacles. Why did they miscarry? Was it a progesterone issue? Was it a genetic issue? You know, was it a fluke? But at least half of the work is already done. Same thing, if you were able to get into a relationship, that means somebody found you attractive enough, somebody found you witty enough, somebody found you connectable. All right, that's a good sign. Now, some of you will say, well, you know, I've never really had a, you know, relationship. I've never really been in love. That's not bad either. Okay? You know, maybe it's because you haven't been looking for it. Maybe it's because you haven't opened up. We should probably talk about that. You know, what happens if you really aren't really that, you know, hip on the dating scene, you know, and you're having trouble finding people to, you know, meet with. And you will meet people. You know, sometimes we need a little makeover. Sometimes we need a little more of a marketing, you know, and how to get you out there, especially online. So, but, you know, the fact that you were in a relationship, use that and say, look, somebody did find me attractive. Somebody did find me fun. You know, I got some dating experience. Now, don't blame and hate the person that left you. If nothing really went wrong and you guys just broke up, okay, no need for hate. Because hate makes you ugly. When you hate, when you fester, when you brood, you lose your attractiveness. Right? So, did you look at it as God was watching out for you, or it wasn't meant to be? And then, you know, be happy with yourself single. Okay? Have fun with friends. You know, if you can't be okay being single, you're never going to be okay in a relationship. So start getting over this codependent attitude that you have. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is en route to San Antonio and Houston, Texas, where he will deliver remarks on energy and infrastructure before leaving the White House. So the president held court with the press, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
Attorney General Bill Barr tells a Senate panel he's interested on whether the 2016 Trump campaign was spied upon.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has now approved an osteoporosis shot. It appears, fix your radios, people, it appears to rebuild bones at the same rate at a teenager's skeleton grows, which means this can actually repair bone. I mean, teenagers, they just, I got you know, two boys right now. One, I think, has stopped growing. The other one, it's like every day when I look at him, you know, it used to be, hi, Mom. I was like, hi, Mom. And I was like, hi, Mom. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, where's my baby? What are you talking about, Mom? I was like, you're tall. Huh? Oh, my gosh, I turned into your father. Huh? Oh, my gosh, you're your father. Who's my father? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. About half of all American women develop osteoporosis after the age of 50. And if you fall and break a hip, whether you're a female or a male, you have a 50% chance of dying that year. It's pretty scary stuff. Men are at risk, too. Estrogen is key to bone development. And if men have a little bit of fat, they still make estrogen. But the women really start to lose estrogen. It really starts to drop. That's why my voice keeps getting lower and lower and lower after menopause. So there's a new drug called Evenity. Romosozumabacog. It's like 27 letters in this. And it promises to encourage bone reconstruction and reduce the risk of devastating spinal fractures by up to 73%. Now, what are they talking about? Well, spinal fractures, you get these compression fractures where all of a sudden the bones in your back just give up. And you get these compression fractures. So all of a sudden somebody may say, gosh, you know, the middle of my back hurts a lot. So I take an x-ray. And then we look, and you see that it's shorter than the other vertebrae. Those are compression fractures that can happen with osteoporosis. They say Evenity, the shot, is currently only approved to treat women who have gone through menopause and are at high risk of bone fractures that cannot take other osteoporosis drugs. So they say it's a Hail Mary treatment and has the incredible ability to rebuild bones. So osteoporosis medications that we have now slow down the osteoporosis or the thinning of the bones. This is groundbreaking in that it can accelerate growth. Now, one thing I used to tell teenagers is if you're going to build bone, this is the time to do it. So most of us have built our bone mass by the age of 18. That's why we really don't push 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds to take calcium. Because their bone density is already kind of, you know, written, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done, you know, by the time they're 18. And then you might develop some new bone tissue and keep it strong with exercise, which is why I've tried to exercise daily to keep my bones up. But then you start losing your bones. After age 30, we start to lose bone faster than we make it. And then the first few years of menopause is where we see some of the most accelerated bone loss. And once you lose the bone, it's really hard to get back. And you need estrogen. Estrogen encourages the development of the osteoblasts. And osteoblasts are the precursors to make bones. It also keeps the catalyst for scheduled bone cell death in check. So when bone cells are like, all right, well, maybe I should just start dying off. The estrogen is like, oh, hell no. And the bone's like, what, I want to just die. Oh, no, 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 not on my watch. And they're like, all right, yes, ma'am. So if you don't have the protective estrogen, women's bones begin to deteriorate. So some of you guys are like, okay, so fine, just have women take their estrogen and they don't have to be taking a shot and whatever. Well, not all of us can take estrogen. Okay, I'm on estrogen. And I love it. I love my estrogen. The problem is we have breast cancer in the family. So the second my mammogram goes rogue, or one of my breast cells goes rogue, I am taking off the estrogen. And boy, am I going to age. I've been really, really blessed. A lot of you guys look at my pictures, you know, and you go, you know, you kind of look like you did when you were younger. Well, that's because I really don't do close-ups. You know, it's really easy to look younger when the picture's kind of away. You know, big, long selfie sticks. But estrogen helps with that. Once you lose the estrogen, you start to age. And so when you, if you are prone to breast cancer and you are not allowed to be on estrogen, if you have estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, now what's going to protect your bones? So up until the year 2017, doctors recommended estrogen therapy to treat osteoporosis. But in recent years, they're like, hormone therapy, you know, might not have so much been at, shall we say, you know, get all the credit. And they say estrogen therapies offer little to no benefit to women with confirmed osteoporosis. So it might even just increase your breast cancer risk. So we have four commonly prescribed osteoporosis drugs out there. Two of them do have the potential to rebuild bones, but the gains are really limited. Risks are kind of high. Other two drugs, they just slow down bone loss. So if this drug can actually rebuild bone, that's huge. And men, even though the United States Preventative Task Force does not recommend screening you guys for osteoporosis until you're in your 60s, late 60s, I would really urge you, once you turn 60, to get a bone density test and keep your exercise up and do some weight-bearing exercises, not 200-pound weights, but simple 5-pound, 10-pound dumbbells. Do some weight-bearing exercises. Do some, you know, walking, but keep your bones, especially your hips, strong. How does this Evenity work? Apparently, the drug is injected in two doses, one right after the other at a time, and you're going to have up to 12 doses. And it blocks the protein sclerostin. And sclerostin keeps our bones from overgrowing, but in older age, we need it to keep our skeleton strong. So, pretty fascinating stuff. We'll see what happens. Also fascinating is the first three-parent baby has been born. A woman 32 years old who had failed four IVF attempts now has welcomed a healthy 6-pound boy. She's Greek, 32 years old, and this was a trial in Spain. And there's a lot of ethical considerations of three-parent babies. And what happened is they did maternal spindle transfer, where they put DNA from one of her eggs into a donor's egg before it was fertilized with sperm. So it's still mom's DNA and dad's DNA, but you're using another woman's egg to allow the growth to happen. And on Wednesday, the team announced that she had given birth to a healthy 6.5-pound boy. Mom and baby are in good health. And this is huge because if a mom can't develop a healthy DNA child using her egg's machinery, you could use somebody else's egg, and that's where you get the three-parent baby. But the other person's egg, their genetic material is extracted from it, so you don't have that mom technically in that baby. Now, University of Oxford ethics professor has questioned the ethics, because now you're messing with genes, and you're doing it for infertility rather than treating genetic disorders. So there's a big ethical issue is, you know, are we going to be using this sort of science now to make designer babies? And technically what they did here, no, it's not necessarily a designer baby. But in order for this type of research to proceed, we convince donors, you know, to do it because we're trying to help people who are infertile. Or we're trying to do it to help people who will give birth to a baby with a genetic disorder, being able to extract the genes or et cetera. If we're doing it for infertility, now we start to wonder, well, wait a second. If it's in nature's interest for this person to not give birth, and now we're helping them give birth, are we now messing with nature? And so spindle transfer is huge in IVF, but, you know, we still don't have everybody on board with it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A 9-year-old boy had been bitten by a little insect they thought was a gnat. And now he has a big, huge hole in his leg. Little Bobby Barnett, 9 years old, started to panic, as well as his mom, Emma, as the wound grew. And now he has a big, huge hole in his leg, and he had to actually be rushed to a hospital in England where he lives. And Miss Barnett claims doctors told her that the poison from the spider's bite had eaten away the flesh. Now, a wound like that makes me think of like a recluse spider. And Miss Barnett is a grade school teacher. She said it was shocking seeing the decay of the flesh. And, you know, we're strong, but it kind of made us almost vomit. So they took him back to the A&E, the accident emergency room, which is kind of like our ER. He was put on an IV drip, meaning IV medication. They confirmed it was a spider bite and that the poison had begun eating his flesh. Now, originally, they thought that maybe it was a spider. The doctors sent him home with antibiotics, so they didn't do wrong. But maybe they needed to give antivenom, depending on the type of spider. So he was bitten on a Monday, and then by Thursday, it was so swollen, and antibiotics weren't working. He was even limping. And we're just talking about a bite. I don't know what the hell kind of a spider this was. But luckily, they were able to get into the emergency room. You know, this is one of the examples of, okay, for some ERs, you're able to get in over there. And this spider, I don't think they've ever confirmed what kind of a spider it was. They think it resembles a black widow. And scientists have warned of this large spider that is now spreading rapidly across the world. It's called the noble false widow, called Saitoda nobilis. And it's been around, and it kind of looks like a black widow. And they're noticing it to start kind of, you know, pop up. Now, I don't know how many of these are in America, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you see anything that even looks like a black widow, all right, just assume it's venomous, all right, and their bites can be really, really bad. So, you know, if you do get, so basically a false widow spider has shiny, black, bulbous bodies, just like a black widow, has thick legs, kind of looks like a skull, and in Great Britain it's pretty venomous, and out here it would be venomous as well. And rather than the red black widow hourglass coloring, it has kind of cream-colored markings that look like a skull. And their legs reach about a centimeter and a half. So it looks like a black widow, but it's kind of brownish. And it has these kind of cafe, these cream-colored markings on it. And I guess it was first spotted in Europe in the 1870s. And so when you do get bit, you got to always wash it off with soap and water. It's amazing what you can wash off with soap and water. Don't scratch. Don't cut it out with a knife. Don't try to do too much to it, but clean it. Then you want to cover it, and you want to go and be seen. You can put a cool compress, but I would not put ice on it. You know, and then, you know, make sure the doctor sees you. Make sure your tetanus is up to date. You might need an antibiotic. You may need an antihistamine. Sometimes we do steroids, but it's pretty nasty. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Pediatricians are urging the recall of Fisher-Price's Rock and Play. Apparently, infants have died. A leading group of pediatricians is demanding a recall of the Rock and Play sleeper that has supposedly killed 32 babies. The American Academy of Pediatrics issued a statement after the company issued its own statement about the product, where children older than 3 months who know how to roll over can't be on this thing. The AAP said that 10 babies had died while using the product since 2015 and cited that Consumer Reports analysis found 32 infant deaths in the last 7 years. Now, they urge that everybody stops using this Rock and Play sleeper. My guess is the kids are rolling over, and then they're falling asleep on it, and then maybe they're suffocating. They say when parents purchase a product for their baby or child, many assume if it's being sold in the store, it must be safe. Tragically, that's not the case, and there is convincing evidence that the Rock and Play inclined sleeper puts infant lives at risk. And, you know, there's a big push for there to be these devices or sleepers or pack and plays or whatever where you can put a baby in a confined space and do stuff you need. You know, I remember my younger brother, my parents weren't, so I remember my younger brother, I would like tie him to a stroller, right, because he would climb out of his playpen. Well, with the stroller, he would shake back and forth until he flipped it. And so strollers just don't seem to do it. So, you know, we're finding as parents and as big brothers and sisters, it being, you know, a little exhausting. You know, how do you combine a baby? Well, babies need to move. Babies need to do. If a baby wants to climb out of the playpen, you kind of have a smart kid there. If you have an infant that could roll over, usually infants don't roll over till about 4 months. But just because the box, you know, or a textbook says, oh, that usually doesn't happen in 4 months. Watch. Your kid may roll over sooner than they think. Remember, your baby's evolutionary drive is to be and do. And so some of these babies may, you know, move. So basically what happened is these babies are rolling over on their stomachs when they're not supposed to. So keep your eye out on that. 4 bees had been found to be feeding on a woman's tears inside her eyelid. 4 bees. This, I can't even show. The picture is frightening. She's a 29-year-old Taiwanese woman who discovered that 4 bees were sitting there eating off her tears. And she had gone to the hospital with sharp stinging pain in her eye. The doctor was able to extract the sweat bees alive from inside her tear duct. They were inside the tear duct. And the small bees were the size of a sesame seed. She said, I saw something that looked like insect legs, so I pulled them out under the microscope slowly and one at a time without damaging their bodies. Well, nice to know that they kind of saved the bee. Okay, I would be like fly swatting my face if I had bees in my tear ducts. The woman had been at a family member's grave, and the sweat bees must have entered her eyes there. She said she felt something in her eye and assumed it was dirt. What blows my mind is there were 4 of them. 4 got in there. Whoa. So her eyesight has been saved, according to The Guardian, because she was smart enough to not rub her eyes. When your eyes itch, don't rub them. Now, my guess is if she would have rubbed them, those bees with their little stingers, and I'm looking at them right now, would have stung the hell out of her eye. And oh my gosh, you're going to have nightmares from this. Oh my gosh, you're going to have nightmares. New York City health officials warn against measles parties. They don't want you to have your kids get measles on purpose. Such parties are intentionally exposing unvaccinated children to other children so they can get the disease themselves, according to the CDC. They are concerned that families are having these measles parties. There are many more individuals living with chronic diseases, surviving cancer. The last thing we need is people exposing themselves and then others to measles, according to the health department. So there's 4 zip codes in Brooklyn, especially. 250 people have already contracted measles. And they say the unvaccinated people put others at risk, especially, you know, younger kids, older people. So, no parties, people. No parties. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.